Good Wednesday. Today is April the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm with some interesting research I found dealing with climate change and soil moisture loss around the globe. Some interesting numbers and statistics they came up with. I'm a little skeptical, but we're going to take a look and discuss it after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, an interesting weather story I ran across. Now, as we get ready for the U.S. crop season to begin, even though we just had those heavy rains late last week and through the weekend, new research by hydrologists from Australia, South Korea, and the United States are finding that the earth is getting drier. In fact, the earth may have lost so much soil moisture that it cannot fully recover due to climate change, they say. Now, the research project was recently summarized in the Journal of Science. And lead scientists were University of Melbourne, that's in Australia, hydrology professor Dongriel Rui and Ki-Won So, a hydrology professor at the Seoul National University in South Korea. Research results have been summarized by a number of news and information providers, including the Associated Press, the Australian Broadcasting Corp, Carbon Brief, and Inside Climate News. And the research finds that the Earth lost more than 2,614 gigatons, we don't usually hear that unit, but 2,614 gigatons of moisture between the year 2000 and 2016, and that loss of soil moisture is so large that it surpasses the melting of Greenland's ice sheet and contributing to sea level rises. The research also found that the soil moisture loss is affecting the wobble in the Earth's rotation, according to the study. Now, scientists estimate that this loss of soil moisture has gone on since the early 1990s, but since 2000, the drying out has been dramatic, they say. The researchers estimate that between the year 2000 and 2002 alone, world soil moisture losses totaled around 1,614 gigatons, and that compares to a 900 gigaton loss of ice in Greenland from 2002 to 2006. An additional 1,009 gigatons of soil moisture were apparently lost from 2003 to 2016, and the research found that this soil moisture loss was likely the main contributor to notable sea level rise of almost 2 millimeters, about 0.08 inches, that occurring annually from the year 2000 to 2002. The research combined data from satellites, sea level measurements, and observations of, quote, polar motion, that'd be the motion of the Earth's rotation on the axis, to analyze a decrease in world soil moisture levels since the year 2000. They say the study findings indicate that this drop in world soil moisture is primarily driven by an increased thirsty atmosphere as global temperatures rise, as well as shifts in rainfall patterns, that according to a study summary published in the journal Science. Now, soil moisture loss is not equal around the world. However, some big global crop areas do show consistent drying. In the U.S., they say the Great Plains, the Southwest, and the Southeast Coast fall into that category. Internationally, they say much of Brazil through central Argentina is also included, and China also has a portion of their country that shows the drying trend as well. So just interesting to see what some different studies are going out there and what they're trying to tie that to when it comes to the weather and the impacts on agriculture. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions and talk about ag technology and how AI systems are being used for ag purposes, whether it's different sensors or cameras, things used in commercial ag and applied by farmers to help grow our food. USDA's Rod Bain tells us more.
Time to bring in our expert for today.
Hello, and welcome to Fun with Flags.
No. The focus today is not on flags, but on artificial intelligence applied to agriculture. Things like
developing computer vision and AI platforms for researchers, breeders, and farmers.
USDA researcher Stephen Mirsky with us.
All right, you people ready to have some fun?
Now, don't mind that other guy. He's arrogant, unaware, and fictional. You, however, Stephen Mirsky, deal with real-world stuff. taking AI tech and mounting it on all sorts of hardware, like
a simple little robot that can drive through a field, or this electrical unicycle we call the Phenocycle that we built, or whether it's on a large-scale tractor with a spray rig.
But for the code writers and programmers out there, this is the part that should generate your interest.
We have a modular platform that has a single code base that can serve on a wide range of platforms for collecting imagery and other data, and then building intelligence around that imagery to be able to select in a breeding program, to be able to help researchers evaluate plant performance, and for farmers to do variable rate inputs on their farms.
So what exactly does this all mean? Well, with the camera and computer tech, the word is consistency.
It's the same camera system that can be used for a wide range of applications. And because it's a closed ecosystem as far as the technology, it can be mounted on any platform.
Like that little robot Mirsky was talking about earlier. Not so little. About 3 feet wide, nearly 5 foot tall, skeletal build, and sensors covering it all over. So what does this outfit pick up in terms of data and information a farmer could use for their crops?
You can be mapping the plants, mapping their performance, like how big are they under stress? What kind of stress are they experiencing? Water and drought stress? Is it nutrient stress? Or you could be quantifying, have you lost plants out there? Like, do you have less plants just because something died? And then you could also be using that to then deliver nutrients or deliver other types of management practices.
Mirsky adds, these innovations also focus on affordability and accessibility.
These are very low-cost technologies. We build all around low-cost solutions. So our camera systems are only like $300 to $400. All of these platforms are very accessible, and we're already deploying these with commercial custom applicators at scale across tens of thousands of acres. More and more farmers and researchers are already deploying this. We've got, I think, about 27 states across the country that are using this technology today.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.